Charlotte Shipp is the Industry Programs Manager with Alberta Pork, and she joins us on the line today for the Ag Show. Charlotte, thank you very much for joining us today. How goes things at Alberta Pork?
Oh, you're very welcome. It's a pleasure to be here, Keith, and thank you very much for the invitation. Things are going well for the pork industry. You know, we see a lot of volatility in the pork industry, and being on the free market, we're typically subject to the whims of the world or international politics. But these last few years have seen some great years for pork producers here in Alberta. They've had some strong pricing, which has helped to keep them aligned to the increasing inflation we're seeing on input costs. So that's always great. We're seeing our producers be profitable and sustainable and starting to reinvest back in their industry, which are all wonderful signals.
You've got an upcoming regional meeting for Alberta Pork coming up in Grand Prairie on March the 16th. What is the basis of this meeting?
Yes, absolutely. It's the start, actually, of our semi-annual meeting tour through Alberta. So we always start up in the Peace Country there in Grand Prairie, and then we move our way south. The focus of the meeting is it's a wonderful opportunity for producers to get together and to network and to learn a little about the recent initiatives and activities of the organization. Our chairman is always there, too, to provide a bit of an industry outlook, providing a bit of a global perspective on what's going on in the world and pricing and economics. This year, we're also featuring some updates from our national partner, the Canadian Pork Council, to look at some of the advocacy initiatives that are going on there. And then we also have Olimel joining us on the tour to chat a little bit about some of their new investments that they've put into their Red Deer facility and some of the new technologies that are there.
How big is the pork sector, especially up here in the Peace region?
Yeah, that's a really great question. And to get into that one, I'll just kind of define it a little bit. There's a difference between the core of our industry, which produces 99% of the pork that consumers eat, and then there's what we have our small-scale producers. So for the pork industry in Alberta, we have roughly about 250 of those core producers that are producing the pork that you eat every day. Up in the Grand Prairie area, we have about a dozen. We definitely see a strong trend of concentration of the industry as we go towards southern Alberta and the Lethbridge area there.
Mike Wurz is from Eaglesham. He's in our listening area, and he's on the board of directors. I'm sure he has a lot of work to do in covering the Peace area on the board. But in your mind here, Charlotte, is there room for possible expansion in the pork sector up here in the Peace region?
Yeah, there is always room for more expansion up in that area, and there's been a lot more production up in the area in previous years. So expansion is something that we're always eager to see. It is influenced by many different factors, including slaughter capacity and shackle space, as well as many of the economic drivers. But definitely, absolutely more room for expansion up in the Peace Country, and it's a very agricultural-friendly area as well.
Obviously, I'm thinking with the pork industry, it's just a branch on the tree, as it were, to have producers and markets and organizations shop local. What do you think?
Oh, we're always encourage Canadians and Albertans to buy local pork. You can find it in all sorts of different retail locations, whether that be pork that's coming from our core producers, the 250 I spoke about, or whether that's the pork from our small-scale producers. The more we can support local, that's a great initiative for all Canadians consumers. And I think for all of us, when we're buying, you know, protein and those costs are going up, but it's worth noting that pork is a low-cost alternative for a lot of folks. And then you can add to it that you're supporting the local producers and people in your community.
With the regional meeting that's coming up in Grand Prairie on March the 16th, how prevalent is it that new ideas in the sector might be coming forward?
Oh, we're always open to new ideas in this sector. The pork industry is incredibly innovative, and it's also a very competitive sector. So it's that innovation that allows guys to continue to be sustainable over the long term. So always open. We certainly do. We also have a portion of our agenda, which is going to be for group discussion to look at some of these larger industry issues, you know, the border risk that's out there, our code of practice that's being reviewed, reinvestments, and any other topics that producers want to discuss. We're also doing a little bit of a chat about our antimicrobial usage project, and that really is another project that's leading industry as we're looking to evaluate how we're using antibiotics and how we're moving away from the use of those antibiotics as well.
You mentioned, Charlotte, that this is a chance to network at this regional meeting, and there is the room for possible expansion. How much is there to to learn for somebody who might be coming into and might be interested in gaining themselves into the pork sector?
Oh, absolutely. There's always room. You know, the pork industry, it's a small crowd, but they're always excited by new people that are interested in learning more about pork production and joining the fold, per se. We quite often even have our producer meetings up there in Grand Prairie. We have some producers come over from BC who will join us. And quite often we do see some small-scale producers that come out to do exactly what you said, which is network and learn a little bit more about the industry at large and pork production from their peers and colleagues. So always welcome, and it's a great opportunity for that, absolutely.
If you'll pardon my use of terminology here, Charlotte, is it a chance to chat high on the hog?
Absolutely. And we always close the meeting with a wonderful dinner, hot dinner, and of course we're serving pork. So absolutely it is.
The upcoming regional meeting of Alberta Pork is coming to Grand Prairie on March the 16th. Charlotte, I ask, how much are you looking forward to the meeting?
It's my favorite meeting of the whole bunch. It's a small meeting, which creates such great dialogue and networking, and it is literally my absolute favorite meeting, so definitely looking forward to it.
Charlotte Shipp is the Industry Programs Manager with Alberta Pork. Charlotte, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. It's been a pleasure.